Eastern Washington Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers is reacting to a proposal by President Trump to hold back on giving insurance companies subsidies for those enrolled in the Affordable Care Act. She says basically she doesn't believe the subsidies, which allow lower-income citizens to afford health insurance, are a good idea.
I believe that these payments were unconstitutional to begin with, and where there had been court action, the courts have actually upheld that position. If these payments didn't happen, the insurance companies are counting on them because of previous action by the Obama administration. I am being told that insurance companies would mid-year cut programs, cut plans, and raise premiums.
At the same time, though, McMorris Rogers worries what may result when thousands of people lose their health coverage. She says she will withhold judgment on the subsidies until more negotiations on the future of health care can be held in Congress. Trump has said he would withhold the subsidies in an effort to get Democrats back to the table in those discussions. Some feel such an effort would backfire, and that Trump and Republicans would be directly blamed for the loss of health insurance for tens of thousands of people. Washington Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler has said such an action would instigate a death spiral for the Affordable Care Act. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.